Tehillim Mem Vav specifically addresses war. There is a classic interpretation of this mizmor, and that is that it's a reference to Melchemes Gog u'Magog, and it's referring to the time of the Geula. However, the Malbim has an introduction to the mizmor, and he suggests, based on the lashon of the mizmor, that it's describing a great flood that began in Syria, overflowed the rivers, and it caused tremendous destruction. And its path of destruction continues until it reaches Eretz Yisrael. And when it reaches Eretz Yisrael, so it stops to destroy. And the message of the mizmor, whether it's like the classic interpretation of the Mitsuda or of the Radak, that it's referring to the Zman of Gog u'Magog, or whether it's referring to a hypothetical situation describing a flood from Syria, not a specific flood at any point in history, but a hypothetical situation, the message of the mizmor is the same. And it speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection of Klal Yisrael at a time of calamity, especially in Eretz Yisrael. And it describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control over everything that occurs, and ends describing the eradication of war and a reality where everything in creation, every being, recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's take a look at the mizmor. Lamnatzeach livnei Korach al alomos shir. Alomos, Rashi tells us, is a certain type of instrument. Elokim lanu machasev oz, Ezra bitzaros, nimtza ma'od. So Hashem is, for us, a protection. He is our strength. The Malbim says this means at times of peace. But in addition to this, he is an Ezra bitzaros. At a time of tzara, he provides an additional level of assistance. And nimtza ma'od means that he's very close by. He responds quickly. Al kein lo nira behamir aretz. And therefore, because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my machse in general, and specifically in Eis Tzara, he provides Ezra, so therefore I won't fear lo nira behamir aretz, when everything is overturned. B'mot harim b'lev yamim, when the mountains crumble into the seas. Yemu yechmiru meimav. Yirashu harim b'ga'avoso selo. Continued description of how the world is overturned. The oceans are powerful. The mountains are shaking. Nahar pilogov yisamchu ir elokim. Kedosh mishkenei elyon. Here the Mefarshim have different ways to interpret what's going on in this pasuk. The Malbim suggests that what it means is that even though this great flood waters have overturned the earth, destroyed the mountains, yet when they come to the Arei Elokim, when they come to Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden not only do they not destroy it, but Yisamchu Ir Elokim, they provide a source of simcha. Why? Because the waters, instead of being waters of destruction, they're waters of blessing. And why is this? Because Kedosh Mishkenei Elyon, because it is the city, Yushalayim, is the country of the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elokim Bikirba Baal Timot, those great waters, those destructive waters, when they get to Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden, nothing happens. There's no destruction. And why is there no destruction? Because Elokim Bikir Babal Timot. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. He's present in Yerushalayim. He's present in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, it has protection. It doesn't shake. It doesn't get destroyed. Ya'azreh Elokim Lifnos Boker. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects it Lifnos Boker at the time of Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects Eretz Yisrael. So explains the Rishonim, like the Radak, and here in the
Sforim, the Mitzuda.
Homu goyim matu mamlochos. The nations have been decimated. Matu mamlochos. Or perhaps more appropriately, homu goyim matu mamlochos. That the nations, that they cried out. Matu mamlochos, the nations, the kingdoms, they shook. Nosan bikolo tamu ka'aretz. This river, the Malbim says, this force, this destructive force, so it expressed its strength, and it destroyed the world. And yet, Hashem tzfakos imanu miskavlana lokei Yaakov selo. The time of Armageddon, when everything is crumbling, when everything is being destroyed, when it seems like the world is falling apart, the Jew knows, Hashem tzfakos imanu, Hashem is with us. Miskavlanu elokei Yaakov selo. Kadosh Baruch Hu provides that protection for us forever. The Yerushalmi in Brachos says, in the name of Rav Yaakov Baracho and Rav Yassai b'shem Rav Yochanan, that a person, the Olam, Aliyah Apostolka says, Zoz mitoch picha. A person should always be reminding themselves, and certainly Bizman Milchama, Hashem tzvakos imanu miskavlanu alei Yaakov Selah. Hashem is our fortress. Hashem provides us protection. Lichu chazu mifalos Hashem. Go see the great acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the wondrous, powerful acts. Asher sam shamos baretz. How he can bring utter destruction to the world, to the other nations' lands. Mashbis milchamos ad kitzei haaretz. And yet, at the same time, the Mefarshim explain, he brings a reality where there is a destruction of milchama. There is an end, an eradication of milchama. Ad kitzei haaretz. Keshes yeshaber. Kitzeis chonis. These, the keshet, the chanit, the bow and arrow, the chanit, the spear. They're destroyed. Agolos yisrof ve'esh. The chariots of war are consumed with fire. Harpu ude'u. Before I translate that line, just going back to the previous pasuk, the Malbim explains it differently, that Mashbis Milchamos doesn't mean that he destroys the Milchamos, but that the Mizmor is speaking to those who are Mashbis Al Yedei Milchamos, speaking to the nations that have brought so much destruction to the world, or to those forces that have brought so much destruction to the world. And the message to them is that you have brought destruction to the world. You've expressed your power, your might as an army. And yet, as soon as HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to do that anymore, Keshes Yeshaber, Kitzei Tzchonis, he's going to destroy your weapons. You think you have so much power. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to, he's going to destroy all of that. Harpu ude'u ki anochi Elokim. And therefore, weaken your grasp. Udu'u ki anochi Elokim. You should humble yourself. Recognize that I am Hashem. Arum bagoyim, arum ba'aretz. I am way above. I rise above. I am the great one amongst all the nations. Arum ba'aretz. Not only do I rule over the nations, I rule over the land. I'm the Moshel Ba'aretz. I can give it to whoever I want. You think through your warring, you think you will decide who occupies which areas, who lives where, who owns what territory. It's me. And therefore, we end again reminding ourselves, Hashem Tzvakos Imanu Miskavlanu Alei Yaakov Selo. What an appropriate pasuk. What an appropriate mizmor to be saying at a time of war, dafka now when Eretz Yisrael is under attack, to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. His protection is greatest at the time of calamity. A time of war, a time of calamity is a time when we experience a tremendous kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We focus so much on the war, and sometimes we forget about the spiritual experience of being in a war. There's a tremendous kirva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is protecting us always, but it's sensed even more at a time of war and a time of calamity. And it's felt even more in Eretz Yisrael. and in Yerushalayim, and at the time of the Geula, which we should all be zochet to very soon. And it's a statement, this mizmor, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's control, that there could be destruction in the world, and there could be utter destruction, and yet it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not mikre, it's not just chance or happenstance. It's all designed and orchestrated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at the moment, Yeshua Hashem Karefayim, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants everything to change is when everything will change. War will be eradicated and everybody will recognize Hashem. Harpu Ude'u. Get off of your high horse and recognize. Ki Anochi Elokim. Arum Bagoyim Arum Ba'aretz. And Hashem Tzivakos Imanu Mizgavlonu Elokei Yaakov Selah.